it's time. It is that time. Time for Stiles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Stiles and Chris Watkins.
Yes, yes, yes. Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, on a kind of a dreary Monday, but we're still enjoying it. Chris and I continuing to learn about each other. Neither of us are fans of the rain.
Nope.
I can't stand the rain. I got that for you. I got a little falsetto in there. Okay. Nate's looking at me. Got Nate in the back doing his thing. Got a.
I liked it.
Full show for you today as we talk all things the randomness in the NFL. De'Aaron Fox is out tonight as the Kings take on the Rockets in the weird NBA back-to-back. Caleb Williams, I know Carmichael Dave talked about it as well, but we're going to talk Caleb Williams if the crying bothered you or not. The Raiders and what's going on there, they got a big win. The trade generator makes a return.
Yes.
It will make a return back by popular demand.
Love that.
The trade generator will make a return, and we have a new segment, and we want you to be a part of it. 916-339-1140. That's at 10:30. It's called Case of the Mondays. Ooh. In Case of the Mondays, we will go around the room and ask each other whether we have a Case of the Mondays, and if you do, why is that? That would be something negative, either in your personal life or in your sports fandom life. Or if you don't have a Case of the Mondays, why is that as well? If you are a Raider fan, you probably don't have a Case of the Mondays. Mm-mm. And if you're a Vikings fan, you also probably don't have a Case of the Mondays. Chris Watkins, how are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just jump off that and I'll give a little preview to our Case of the Monday segment where, I'm a little bit conflicted right now because, the Vikings had, I would probably say they were the story of that Sunday. You know, they were definitely the most fun game that happened this weekend. And, that definitely was a joy coming out of nowhere. But the first thing Nate hits me with this morning was, Chris, so are we happy about that in the long run? Because obviously, the Vikings were kind of in a good position to maybe lean towards taking a quarterback this upcoming draft. And so, it was a really, really fun game, fun Sunday. And then, of course, with the Kings result on Friday, a little conflicted on whether or not I have a Case of the Monday. So stay tuned for that, again, coming up at 10:30.
Yeah, and Chris, again, if you haven't listened to Chris doing his post-game shows here on our YouTube channel, Chris, you did a great job. Thank you. I actually watched because
this one was good, though. The other day you texted me and you were like, in the middle.
That was a misunderstanding. We can't talk about what the misunderstanding was, but I was not getting on you, but you did a great job on a day where a lot of people were sad.
It was so tough.
You kept spirits high as best you could.
I thought it was going to be a 5-minute show, to be honest. After that game, I was like, look, y'all, it's a Friday. I got places to be, people to see, and I got to get out. Or I'm sorry, it was Saturday. Let me get my weekend started.
Yeah, but and we're going to talk then. Dylan Brooks, Villain Brooks, because Malik Monk said there were some dogs on the team.
That's what I heard.
I didn't see any roofing at all. And as somebody, as you continue to get to know me, Chris, I don't even know if you know this about me. We've already talked about Verts and Zonts, that we've already crossed that off. The other thing for me that I'm really big on is, and I'm going to tell, by the way, your face changes when I tell you this.
Okay, neutral.
Because we're talking about dogs here, right? Just like that famous sounder, we don't need no cats, we need dogs, right? I have two cats, and I am a cat person. Okay. I grew up a cat person. Well, I didn't have pets growing up, but there was a neighbor. None. Well, I had a pet salamander named Sally, and, passed away.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Then
I had
a
pet snail. They ran away. I've been telling that joke since about grade school. But my neighbor had a cat, right? And they said, hey, can you feed the cat? And for some reason, I just thought it was cool, and, I just think that cats kind of get a bad rap. For those who don't know, the whole I'm allergic to cats and not dogs thing, did you know that cats and dogs share the same whatever it is in terms of allergens?
Allergens, really?
Cats just lick themselves, so it emits more. But really, the people that are allergic to cats are actually allergic to dogs as well. It just doesn't react because dogs, they don't lick themselves and do all that jazz.
Yeah.
I've looked it up. Trust me on this.
This is groundbreaking. This is
super groundbreaking.
My girlfriend, every time we go to my parents' house, they have a couple cats, a couple dogs, and she thinks it's only the cats. So now, because like the dogs climb on her and stuff, mm-hmm. this is game changing.
Yeah. Yes. My sister swears she's allergic to cats has a dog.
Right. It is the cats. And I believe they're more hypoallergenic dogs than cats. But the base of what makes people allergic, they're exactly the same. Wow. So just so people know. So okay. I had to say that. And the reason I say that and to bring it all back around is because Malik Monk, just a couple days ago, it was all good just a week ago when they beat the Lakers, said that we got a bunch of dogs on this team. And I didn't see no roof going on Saturday night.
No, a lot of tails between the legs,
A lot of tails between the legs when Dylan Brooks is out here blowing kisses to your bench.
Yeah, crazy.
Come on, man. You can't keep getting away with this.
No, I mean, we'll talk about it more later, but like that's why tonight I want to see them come out with their hair on fire. Mm-hmm. Like they need the humbling that they received on Saturday should be something that sits with them for a really long time. And I said this on the postgame show, but I'm really glad that they're staying in Houston. I'm glad that it's not like we play Houston today, play Utah on Monday. So, you know, we're flying out of Houston that night. It's on to the next game. I like the fact that they lose, and I don't like the fact that they lost in that fashion, but I like the fact that they now have to sit until today in Houston with that loss. They go back to their hotel room after Saturday, and they have to look in the mirror and say, that was on me. That was on us as a collective. And they just have to sit in that hotel room for the next 2 days and really think. And, you know, maybe this is a little bit of sports movie dramatization I'm adding to it, but I really do think that there is something to sitting in that environment and just constantly having on your mind, like, we're not leaving here until we prove ourselves that that wasn't who the actual us is.
Yeah, and the other thing is, as far as Dylan Brooks is concerned, and we'll get into it, is there a worse person to have? We talked about getting dunked on when Malik Monk, you know, dunked earlier. Wow, is there a worse person to get dunked on by Malik because he's going to let you know? Is there a worse person, if you didn't have 30 at 26, they're the worst person to get 30 pieced by but than Dylan Brooks?
Probably Draymond, but Dylan Brooks is very close number two. Because at least Dylan can put him up in, like, you know, whatever. Draymond gives you 30, like, he can literally do whatever he wants at that point. Like, if there's no excuses if that man gives 30, but Dylan is a very close number two.
No, that's very true. That's very true, because he will let you know. So we'll talk about everything, all things Kings, what's wrong with the offense besides no De'Aaron. Is it as simple as just not making shots? Like I said, we're bringing up the trade generator, and we'll have your thoughts on the in-season tournament. Did it change? I think it kind of changed a little bit for me. And our guy, Niners reporter for Sactown Sports, Emil Fragoso, will join us at 1:30 right before Crosstalk to talk Niners, because thank goodness the bye week is over and we can get back into some real Niners talk, as the Niners are fully loaded. Mm-hmm. We love talking about the Niners. We play the games on here. But, you know, there's just something about every single person. The Niners didn't have to do anything, and they're back in first place. Cool. Cool. Yeah. Enough.
Yeah.
And it's every single person. I saw one thing yesterday from David Lombardi from The Athletic. And, you know, a lot of people, and we hope to have David on the show. I've talked to him before. And the thing is, so David Lombardi tweets yesterday, and I want to get your thoughts on this. He tweets yesterday that the Bengals are on a roll, right? Mm-hmm. The Bengals are on a roll. They could represent the AFC again, right? We don't know. It could be anybody. And then he goes on to say, Josh Allen, points against the Bengals defense, 18. Brock Purdy, points against the Bengals defense, 17. And it took I'm busy unpacking, and I already got enough Twitter drama in my life. So what are you saying, David? Are you saying Brock Purdy is as good as, is only 1 point less?
That's what he's
good
inferring
as,
for
as
sure.
Josh Allen, is that what you're trying to say? Just say what you want to say.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, that's all of those things are not created the same. Like, you know, Josh Allen's 18 are not the same as Brock's 18 or 17, I guess, in this case. Yeah, I have no idea what he's trying to say. Like, I do understand what he's trying to say, but the actual point I don't think stands, because again, it is all about context. Like, you have to understand how it looked when Josh Allen, and even then, what is the bigger point? Are you trying to say, for everybody who says Brock Purdy isn't at an elite level or whatever, isn't a good quarterback, he put up one less point than what bona fide elite quarterback Josh Allen put up? Okay, both teams lost. This isn't really a moral, we had a nice little moral victory conversation last week. this isn't like both of those are not in the moral victory conversation. Right. So again, I have no idea what the point he's trying to make there is. The point is that the Bengals are good.
The Bengals are good.
That's the only point that
I'm
ripping out of that.
If we want to go down that rabbit hole, where does this stop? So here's a question. Okay, so David, you're Lynch, right? Right. You're John Lynch. Bills call you right now. Hey, I want Brock Purdy for Josh Allen straight up. Are you saying you wouldn't do it? What are we saying? What are we talking about?
Right. Say, actually, when you look at it, you only produce one more point in the dollar figure.
We're good with Brock.
We're actually fine with Brock.
And look, if that's the case, this would be the year for it because Josh Allen has not looked great.
Yeah.
But what are you actually trying to say? So we'll talk about that now that the Niners are off a bye week and you got Chase Young coming. Yeah. You got a lot of things going on.
Put in there? Deshaun Watson scored 20 against this Bengals defense in week one. So what does that mean?
Right. Is Deshaun Watson better than Josh Allen?
2 points. He's actually 2 points better.
2 points. And better than Brock and better than Brock Purdy.
Look,
so,
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Exactly. So 10:30, like we said, case of the Mondays. What happened throughout your weekend? Was it good? Was it bad? How are you feeling on this dreary Monday? Got to get to a break. When we get back, we will talk about possibly the most random NFL Sunday in the history of the league. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. We are back, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m.
Wow.
I think I got it this time. 9th official show.
I thought it was 8, so
8th.
I could be wrong. Let's eat.
No, yeah, you're right, because Friday we joked about 7th heaven, yep. And then we started talking about substitute teachers.
Yep.
8th official show.
8.
8-8-8. As we take you up to 2 p.m., talking all things Kings, got to talk about one of the most random NFL Sundays that I think that I've ever seen. So here are some of the numbers. And, you know, Chris, before the break, as a Vikings fan, mentioned how that was probably the craziest game. It's pretty crazy for that to be the craziest game when a Texans running back kicked a field goal.
Yeah, yeah, that was nuts. That game was extra crazy. And, you know, yeah, maybe it wasn't the craziest game. It was the most fun game, I would say, the Vikings-Falcons was, but definitely the one that came down to the final whistle pretty much and had the most just back and forth was definitely that Houston game. And, you know, I've been a big C.J. Stroud supporter on this on these airwaves, and so I felt very vindicated to see that kind of performance, and that's about as exciting of a game as you can hope for. I mean, even Baker Mayfield did his part to kind of turn that thing into a really exciting barn burner, and I thought that was obviously a fantastic performance by C.J. Stroud, if I'm not mistaken, the best by a rookie ever.
Yeah, and you know, Bryce Young, we know you can't do the sneaks with him. He's a smaller guy. He actually did beat CJ. That was a really random. If you were in a survivor pool, I mean, that one probably got you because I think everybody had the Texans pick for that last week. Somehow the Panthers are able to win it. So you're thinking, oh, okay. But, you know, and all of those clips with CJ Stroud and the Panthers brass, the Panthers coaching staff front office have been resurfacing. They've been resurfacing throughout the season to where nobody knows. It was very similar to the Trey Lance thing where it was, did the coach want Trey Lance and the GM didn't, or the owner didn't, whatever the case is, because it looked like everybody wanted CJ Stroud in that clip. They're grabbing on his traps. I mean, they're just really
inspecting him,
chumming it up with him, right? And then they go ahead and take Bryce Young, who, you know, didn't even, he's just sitting there in a backpack at the combine. Very bizarre stuff. And not bizarre, we know what happens before. But for CJ Stroud, and remember, famously or infamously, CJ Stroud did horrible on that IQ test.
Yep, yep.
And everybody from
the
Colin
Purdy
Cowherd
test,
or whoever is saying, I don't know about this. And CJ Stroud said, I play football.
Yep.
Right? And that's exactly what he does. And that's exactly what he's been doing. And I'm in the same camp, man. He's got a swagger about him. Yep. And they're talking about, you know, before the season, who would be the bust. He doesn't have enough. He's making Tank Dell and these guys
crazy.
Look
Nico
like straight,
Collins.
Nico
yeah.
Collins look like straight. Noah Brown, who I think
Incredible.
Was the fourth receiver on the Cowboys. Yeah. So he's doing his thing. And I will say this, though. That first season, the only reason – I think it's way more repeatable seeing what C.J. Stroud is doing – but he is now going to be, because they're not going to have a great record.
Yeah.
And he will be the hot name going into this next season. And who was the hot name coming into this season? I know it's different, but it was supposed to be Justin Fields.
Right.
Justin Fields was the hot name. Right. He's going to take the leap. And now Justin Fields, that was his third. This was his third
yes.
year, right?
Yeah, right.
But CJ Stroud's going to have a lot of hype going into next season. He's not going to sneak up on anybody, so I think we still need to see what he does, yeah. You know, the sophomore slump.
They got to build out that team, too.
They
because
have to.
Like we just said, I mean, Nico, it's great that he's making Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Noah Brown look great, but, you know, it'd be nice also if he had anybody to throw to, you know, even if he had a Mike Evans, mm-hmm. You know, obviously what Baker's got on the other side there is absolutely incredible. And if they can make a move for, even if they can get DeAndre Hopkins back in the building,
yeah.
It feels like just give him somebody that can make that job easier for him. But yeah, I definitely thought C.J. Stroud definitely showed that he's the best rookie quarterback in this class, though Will Levis, I thought, also had a decent showing on Thursday. But what C.J.'s been able to do for this entire year, I think I saw he still only has one interception thrown, and I believe at this point he threw five this weekend. So I think he's at 14 touchdowns, one interception halfway through the year. That's just like that's incredible stuff. We're talking about like some of the best rookie NFL quarterback seasons of all time. Like, you know, I think of RG3 had a crazy rookie year.
Cam
Newton had a crazy rookie year, and it feels like, you know, C.J. Stroud is tick for tack with mm-hmm. all those guys. So just crazy that also, I mean, this is a D'Amico Ryans-led team in Houston.
Right.
And when you think of what a D'Amico team's going to look like, first and foremost, you think this hard, you know, hard-nosed football run, ground and pound. And for them to have, for their offense to be the story is, I think, a great step in D'Amico building out that program. Because let's not forget, Houston Texans were the worst team in football last year
yes.
with a bullet. Like, absolutely the worst team.
And they were going to have, correct me if I'm wrong, they were going to have the first pick, but they lost.
They won
that last
yes.
game,
yes.
was dropping down to two. Maybe, what if they, and look, we don't know if Bryce Young is going to be bad. I'm not
right.
saying that. But if they had the first pick,
oh
what if they
gosh.
Went Bryce Young, and then the
yeah.
Panthers do get C.J. Stroud. So I think it's a really fun story. And we talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about the best league pass The
yes.
best league
yeah,
pass
yeah.
teams for basketball.
Yeah, for
Sunday
sure.
ticket,
yeah.
it's the Houston Texans.
I
find
really
myself
so.
Watching. I want to see CJ do the do it left, the squabble,
yeah.
right? I want to see him dancing. So they're having a great time. I'm happy
for
the Texans. Happy for D'Amico. So looking at everything else that happened on Sunday, here is a list of the backups that played on Sunday. If these names don't ring a bell,
they should.
That's not surprising, right? You got it. Might have to Google some of them. You had Clayton Tune, okay,
sure.
that was on the Cardinals. Your guy Joshua Dobbs,
yes,
who,
sir. Come on,
shady athleticism.
Come on.
I mean, because he's a big dude now.
He's
a big dude. He's got some speed. He really did it.
He looked like Michael Vick on Sunday.
Right.
What are we talking about?
I used to say the Warriors game doesn't start until there's a moving screen. Now, the NFL season doesn't start until there's a Taylor Heinicke sighting, so now the
yes.
NFL season can start.
We're underway.
Tyler Badgett, who's been playing, but yes, he's still a backup. Aiden O'Connell getting his reps, and we got
Shout
something for
him.
The Raider fans a little bit later. I mean, look, if you look at his
good game,
what he did in the preseason, what he did at Purdue, he can throw that deep ball, and it was a very, I mean, Hunter Renfro coming back and
yeah.
being a guy again. So they're smoking cigars after the game.
Crazy.
They're feeling themselves, so shout out to the Raiders. Will Levis, Mayo Man, we talked about him on Thursday. Brett Rippin, who, again, just makes everybody yeah. feel like being a backup QB is the best job in the world because he just appears
yep.
for Matt Stafford because Matt Stafford is
always
going to get
always.
Hurt at this point in his career. Jaren Hall, who
he looked good. He looked good for a series
yeah.
and then got knocked out.
Yeah, so Jaren Hall, I don't know if you are able to come back. I don't know if you go with
think,
him after.
I don't think he's going to see the field again.
Yeah, after what Joshua Dobbs did. So, you know, it's a cold world. Grab a sweater sometimes or a jacket today
yep.
because it's sprinkling a little bit. And, of course, our guy, who a lot of people forget, a field goal away from winning. Same with, you know, same with Nagy, who is now back to an assistant coach. But Mitch Trubisky,
yeah,
is back trying to do his thing. He got a little bit of run with the Steelers. So
DeVito as well. I don't think we listed DeVito on there.
DeVito went in once
Daniel Jones tore
his ACL. So Tommy DeVito. I mean, these literally sound like names we've made up.
Yes, 1,000%.
They sound like names we've made up.
We could do like is this a tech CEO or backup quarterback?
Right.
We could probably make that into a game.
Right, right. So it led to some bad football, but it also led to some exciting football in a weird way. So I don't think anybody would sign up to watch that every week.
Definitely not.
But I do think it was kind of fun. And as we know, football is king, NFL is king. So they find a way to turn a negative into a positive. Got to get to a break. But when we come back, new segment, 10:30, let us know. Case of the Mondays. Does Nate have a case of the Mondays? Do I have a case of the Mondays? Does Chris have a case of the Mondays? Do you have a case of the Mondays? Let us know. 916-339-1140. YouTube chat, we see you going crazy as always. And hop on the text line as well. Get your gripes ready or get ready to just say why you had a great weekend. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
We are back, Sacktown Sports, 8th official show, Styles and Watkins, taking you up to 2 p.m. I can't believe I messed that up. And look at Chris just being on top of it. I love that.
Yeah, you know.
I love that.
Casual.
I love that.
I act like I don't care, but I definitely am keeping
track. That was actually a test.
I got a tally.
You got a tally, yeah. Which we love to see.
Yep.
We love to see Joshua Dobbs for the Vikings and Chris's team doing their thing.
Did you notice how I kind of selflessly didn't go deep into Josh Dobbs there? You kind of threw it to me last segment to just go all in on Dobbs, and I was like, look, man, like this isn't a me show.
Right.
This is a we show.
No, so, I appreciate that.
There'll be time to go in on Josh Dobbs.
Okay, and we're going to get to it. We also are going to get to the Kings, talking about De'Aaron Fox, who is also out again tonight. Hey, we were worried about De'Aaron Fox being rushed back. Does not seem to be the case. That is not happening. The question is now, can you beat the Rockets? I said on the air last week, I don't think the Rockets are going to lose two games if De'Aaron Fox doesn't play. Well, they might win two the way the Kings showed up or did not show up on Saturday. Let's see if the Kings can get back on track tonight. So we'll talk about that. As we mentioned, we will have Emil Fragoso on at 1:30 to talk all things Niners. But now it is time to get into a new segment here, and it is called Case of the Mondays.
I got to get out of here. I think I'm going to lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Okay. Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
So I asked the question to everybody listening, to the callers, 916-339-1140, the texters on the YouTube chat, do you have a case of the Mondays? Let's kick it off. Not that he's not already busy enough. Let's kick it off with Nate and how this is.
Okay.
If you had a good weekend or if something in particular happened sports-wise or non-sports-wise, how are you feeling this morning? If you have a case of the Mondays, why? And if you don't, why do you not?
Well, Niners are my number one for sure.
Okay.
So we got a little break this week. Things are okay. The last thing that happened with them was the Chase Young thing. So, you know, we're getting a little break. I saw Brock Purdy out in the farm. I don't know if you guys
saw
that video.
Yes.
He had to get a second job because he's not making enough money. I think I have a case of the Mondays, but I did have a good Sunday. It's just because the Kings, man.
Right.
I know you guys are probably going to get into it, but it just kind of ripped my heart out. I'm watching it with my dad at a restaurant and actually, we were at a crazy dinner that just got off the rails with some family. So I guess now that
don't they always.
It was honestly horrible. But maybe I got a little case of the Monday. It's more like a case of the sniffles, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm okay because I had a good Sunday. But just the Kings, man.
Yeah.
Nate, when your team's on a bye, is that good or is that bad for you? Because obviously, like, you don't have a chance to lose and the Niners are kind of on a little losing streak. But it's obviously also not like, oh, I get a chance for enjoyment. Do you prefer the bye or do you kind of hate it?
No, I like it. Okay. I like it. It's nice to – because I'm not joking. I literally, like, plan – the football season around watching the Niners. Like, I have to watch the Niners. Yeah. Even before I did any of this, it was Niners, Niners, Niners all the time. I'm happy. I know you guys were, I don't know if you're dogging on it or what, but like the Seahawks got blown out. I'm stoked on that. So, I mean, it does put the Niners back in the first, but it shouldn't even be like that in the first place. Right. So I'm still like, yeah, it's good, but, you know, the Niners didn't do anything. I'm not like trashing. I don't know. I hate the Seahawks so much.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a little break. You know, went to shout out Mark and Monica's Carmichael. I went and had some pizza.
Okay.
With my dad.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
what kind of pizza?
Watched some games. We just went classic pepperoni and some cheesy bread.
There you go.
My dad's lactose intolerant, so my girlfriend was there. She had pizza. You know, my dad got a Cuban sandwich.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
But we were watching that Eagles Dallas game, which Dallas let you down if you're a Niners fan, which isn't shocking. I did want Dallas to win just because it'd be nice standings wise. Yeah. Standings wise, but you know, that game was a bit of a heartbreaker. So I'm in between if I got a case of the Mondays or not.
Shout out Nate's girlfriend for the Niners have a bye and doesn't forcefully say, okay, we're definitely not watching football.
Right.
Like, this is the Apple Hill weekend, Nate.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, we hit that already.
Oh,
we hit
that. Gotcha.
You
saw this coming a mile away.
Did some planning around, dude.
Yeah. There you go.
We hit the Apple Hill a while ago.
Yeah.
So,
no, and
light years ahead.
Right. So. No, you brought up a good point, Nate, because we hadn't even talked about Dallas, Philly. And it does seem like, you know, on this show, we've kind of messed around with the idea of, oh, these calls here when the Dolphins had 10 penalties and the Eagles didn't have any. So there was a lot of conversation with Dallas, Philly, and some of the calls that went the way of the Eagles. Well, the refs made up for all of that in the last minute for the Cowboys and basically gifted them a red zone trip.
Crazy.
And you just knew. I mean, it's like Dak Prescott gets this look in his eyes and you just know it's not going to go well.
No, it's not going to go well. He found a new way. Like, him stepping out of bounds, I like in the moment, I was like, dang, like that's so unfortunate. And then I kind of watched it back and I was like, how the hell did he step out of bounds? Like, how do you step out of bounds in that moment? Like, it was very Cowboys. It was very Dak Prescott. And I mean, you know, it's for the Niners fans, that's probably not a sight that you would want to see. I guess, you know, Nate, do you take any solace in the fact that game was close and you obviously destroyed? No. Okay.
Don't care. Dak. What other quarterback in the NFL is so lackadaisical with that run?
Yeah.
Like, I think almost every other quarterback is diving in the end zone.
Yeah.
It's a completely different ball game because they had the ball twice in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
They totally had a chance to not, even if they're down by a field goal, to win it.
Yeah.
Or just to win. Yeah, to tie. They definitely could have tied, but Dallas threw that game away in Philly. And Philly lately has not been wanting to win as much.
Well,
as
to be honest, I mean, you can see Jalen Hurts is on one leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple runs there where
he should have got pulled at halftime. Yeah, right
he just scampered
halftime,
out of bounds. So
he's so good.
If this was your chance, if you were going to beat the Eagles, Cowboys, this was going to be the time. Yeah. And there was some
favorable
calls. This
is not moral
calls.
Victory territory.
No. I mean, that run where Jalen's running, if you're looking at the screen, down to the right of your screen, he pulls up about 3 yards shy of where he needed to go because he could not get hit.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys couldn't win in that situation.
No.
It's just bad, and nobody is ever going to take them seriously until they win a game like that. And the other game we didn't talk about, the two front-running Fredericks, right, the Dolphins in Germany. Friday I talked about how, why is the NFL having games in Germany? Nobody cares.
It was ridiculous.
I want to take that back, though.
I don't.
I want to take that back because when you see everybody out there and it's an opportunity to wear whatever jersey you own, right, they're doing it again and nobody, what is it, Colts, Patriots,
I think. That's the game that should be out there, though. That's my problem. Don't put Dolphins, Chiefs, the best matchup that everyone's looking forward to.
Right.
In Germany.
Yeah.
The Frankfurt favorites, maybe?
Come on.
Yeah. There you go. So you had that game as well, which was a good game. You didn't think it was going to be a good game, but of course the Chiefs, they love to make things close. That's why I call the Chiefs the Warriors of the NFL because they always mess around and they like drama.
Yeah.
Right.
Like
and that's what the league likes as well. So yeah, it was a very interesting week. Thank you, Nate, for that. Chris,
yes, sir.
Do you or do you not have a case of the Mondays?
I I have never had less of a case of Mondays, I think, in my days previous. I think this is the least Monday a Monday has ever felt, because yeah. I could not have been more excited to show up to work today and talk about the Josh Dobbs of everything. Yeah. I mean, the Vikings, it's been a boring season. It's been, the Vikings started 1-4 and now have won 4 straight. I tweeted it out yesterday, and it might have been a little bit in the moment, but I really did think about it, and it's not far off from the truth. I think yesterday, just from yesterday's performance, Josh Dobbs is already the most fun Vikings quarterback in my life since probably Dante Culpepper. Like, I've had to live through Brett Favre, who...
Gunslinger.
I wouldn't call that fun. I would call it living with anxiety. And then, Brad Johnson's.
For a hot second.
I love Teddy Bridgewater. He was also a boring style of play where he was also very Kenny Pickett-esque, just trying to win a 21-17 game.
You just say that because
they
both got 2 gloves on.
Maybe. That doesn't hurt the comparison either. Christian Ponders of the world. Yeah. Even Kirk Cousins where winning is fun. The team was, 12-5 last year?
Minnesota Miracle.
Even then, I didn't believe Case Keenum was going to do anything of relevance, and I almost was rooting against them at that time.
How is there no Case Keenum sighting this weekend? That's the only thing we were missing.
Can't believe it.
Wow.
The NFL is doing themselves a disservice by not having Case out there on the field this weekend, and Colt McCoy as well. I was shocked.
Right.
So you got that, all that Viking stuff, mm-hmm. of course, very excited to talk about that. But then, honestly, I am really excited to talk about the Kings because that game was just terrible and it was gutless. And, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of things to talk about from that game. I know it was not exciting or enjoyable or entertaining at all, but there was definitely some things in that game that I think need some further elaboration and need a little bit of a deeper dive on. So, I would say I don't have a case of the Mondays at all. Was really excited to come in today and talk about all these things.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear. And our Kings talk starts at 11 o'clock, where we will be discussing De'Aaron Fox not playing tonight. So to round us out, I'll go ahead and say my piece.
Yep.
And I'm a bit torn as well. I am now officially a Sacramentan.
Yes,
we
sir.
Are fully,
glad to have
we
you.
Are fully moved. Wifey and the baby, we are here. Do I have a case of the Mondays? I feel like after moving and when I'm walking throughout our spot and there's just boxes everywhere, I have to. I have
yeah,
to.
That's tough.
It's raining today. Yeah. Saturday, I wanted baby's first beam. I was all ready for my Instagram picture to have the baby holding her with the beam in the background. And the Kings didn't even make it close.
No.
They
no.
didn't even make it close as we're tired after moving. So we're slowly but surely clearing out our boxes. So unfortunately, I'm fighting through it. But I got a case of the Mondays because of the Kings and because there's boxes everywhere. But, it could be worse.
Understandable.
It could be, anyone is going to have a case of the Monday.
Can it be worse, really, though? I mean, you got boxes all over. Nothing is worse than moving, man.
It is.
The fact that
is
you came in this Monday with a smile on your face and you're not just on the floor dead tired. And, you still have a family to speak of.
Yeah.
I think that's a positive.
Well,
sure.
I will tell you, we got to get to a break. But we did have one instance. Remember on Friday when you said, hey, I'm glad you have movers because things can get a little bit chippy.
Yeah.
So we have this dresser.
It's always a dresser.
The dresser is probably, I don't know, a year or 2 years away from thank you from your service, mm-hmm. right? But we wanted to be able to have the storage space. And I was thinking in my head, this is exactly what Chris is talking about.
Yep.
Because we're working with the movers. After we get to Sacramento, put the dresser here.
Yeah.
And, my wife is like, I think it can go there. And I said, I don't think we're going to be able to open it, right? And we're going back and forth while the movers are just watching us like, is everything okay? It was very short-lived.
I'm sure it happens all
the time.
But
I'm thinking, Chris said it would be fine because we got movers, but we still got into it. So small case of the Mondays, but we are powering through. And the weather doesn't help. Me and Chris don't like the rain, but
terrible.
We are going to power through. And it is time. When we get back, we are going to talk about the tears of Caleb Williams. Whether it bothered you or not, want to hear from you. 916-339-1140, call line, text line. Did Caleb Williams crying bother you? After that, 11 o'clock, we get into our Kings talk, hardcore Kings, as we keep you rolling until 2 p.m. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
We are back, Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, on a bit of a dreary Monday. And we're stuck. I can check on the weather app, but let me know if it's not dreary anymore. It looked like it was starting to clear up.
Let me see.
As Chris is going to check real quick.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
It looks beautiful.
Beautiful.
Like, of course, when we're locked indoors for the next three hours.
But. No, it was starting to get nice when I was driving in, so got that for you. As we talk about Caleb Williams crying, that was a big deal to some people. 11, next segment, 11, we start our Sacramento Kings talk as we preview part two of the Houston Rockets. Again, in H-Town, hopefully, I was going to say hopefully you got some barbecue, but I don't know if you got to run around the Kings do. Maybe you got barbecue yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully you got some good barbecue yesterday. Get your mind right. Because we really need the Kings to be on top of things. Going through the YouTube chat as well from Rockin' New Era. Styles Cremento.
Nah.
Hashtag Styles Cremento. I think Sacktown Styles is what we're rocking with.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Manny Too Legit. Styles the Sacramentan. Yes, sir. That's what it is. AJ Crew 75. Styles still wearing those Warriors socks. Don't play with me. I already got enough to deal with, AJ. Please don't play with me like that. That is not what's going on. No. And Manny, too legit. Hope you had a good move, Styles. Thank you. And I put on the poll, by the way, I put a poll on Twitter and I said, what's worse, going to the dentist or moving?
Moving.
It's moving because it's longer. It takes longer.
Yeah, I mean, going to the dentist obviously is not fun, but like, yeah, exactly. It's the fact that it's an all day thing.
Yes.
And like, it's, you know.
I mean, we're still not done.
It's a whole process.
We're not done.
Exactly. Going to the dentist, that's like hour two max, maybe if your stuff is really messed up. But
at the height of it, it could be worse, depending on what you got going on.
Yeah, like if the question is like at its peak, which is worse, probably dentist when they're just drilling into your mouth.
Yes.
But like. Yeah, for sure. Moving still takes the cake just for the longevity.
And
it's never really done.
Well, no.
And like, it takes a month and a half to be officially moved in.
And well, part of moving, I got to find a new dentist. That's how bad it is, right? And a new doctor and all that stuff. That's why I would say it's worse. It was like 80 to 20. Most people said moving is worse. And yes, Jess on the YouTube chat, can I get credit for Sacktown Styles? You get credit. You get credit. You are part of the reference on my Wikipedia page.
There you go.
Once I get one, that Sacktown Styles was because of you. And there was a lot of discussion because of Caleb Williams, who is this one of the weirdest? So the last time I remember seeing somebody who was so much wow, this is the number one pick, was Trevor Lawrence. As soon as Trevor Lawrence stepped on Clemson's campus, he was number one.
Yeah.
Since Trevor Lawrence, this was the most surefire Caleb Williams, number one pick, tank for Caleb. People, not any Wembanyama type stuff, but very kind of close to
very
where
close.
It was. This guy could change our franchise.
Yeah.
What a bizarre turn of events from being at the Heisman winner, the top of the college world. They come out, they're winning, and then they just fall off a cliff this year.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he jumps into the arms of, and they can't beat any ranked opponents, I believe. Mm-hmm. They can't beat, so very similar to the Dolphins. Shout out to the Dolphins. Can't beat any ranked opponents. Next thing you know, Caleb Williams, they lose this weekend, and he jumps up in the crowd to the arms of his mother, and he's crying, and they're hiding the piece of paper, which I don't really know why. I mean, maybe just for memes, because everybody knows.
Sure. Yeah, the Michael Jordan face.
Right, like
stuff.
When people have pictures of their kids and they blur out their face, right? I technically can't see your kid's face. We technically don't have any memes of Caleb Williams crying, so good on them. He just couldn't hold it in. He then goes on to say, I just want to go home and watch Netflix. Cuddle up with my dog. Right? So all similar things to what humans do, what a lot of people would do after losing a tough game. Who ain't even on the field, right? And this guy's giving his blood, sweat, and tears to try to get it done. And a lot of people were, this was probably the most polarizing topic of the weekend, right? And college football is in a very, very interesting place with Deion and Colorado. And now this going on, USC, Caleb Williams. So what were your thoughts on seeing Caleb Williams cry? And how did you feel about it?
I didn't really feel any kind of way about it. I shouldn't be surprised that it became this big old story that everyone's talking about, but you know, it's it's interesting to me that it is. I mean, this kid pretty much knows that with that third loss of the season, he's not going to make the college football playoffs or whatever you want to call it this year. And it was just a moment of him realizing, like, this isn't going to be some fairy tale story. Like, you know, you win the Heisman the season before, you don't enter the draft. I don't think he could have entered the draft, correct?
No.
I don't believe he could have. Yeah. And so he came back, and this was supposed to be the Caleb Williams season. Like you said, it's supposed to be he can sleepwalk to the number one pick,
right.
And a part of that will be he's going to have all of these ridiculously flashy Heisman moments again, and who knows, maybe he'll win the Heisman twice on top of winning this you know, college football playoff and bringing USC back into prominence,
right.
All that stuff. It was all supposed to culminate into this season, and I think losing to Washington and essentially losing that dream season just kind of came to a head all at once. And I think he understood what it meant in that moment. Yeah, he cried. He's a college kid. He's 22, 23 years old. I don't expect him to handle that loss any worse. Like, I mean, that's pretty much the Super Bowl for him. Like, he doesn't know any different than that in a playoff game, you know? So it was I hated to see it. I thought it was cool that he did cry, that he wasn't afraid to show those emotions, especially on the field. Like, he could have ran into the locker room and had those emotions, but I thought the fact that he did it with his family made it a cool moment, if anything. Like, and of course, as media tends to do, it turned it into a negative, and now people have absolutely ran with it, and now Caleb Williams isn't fit to be an NFL quarterback because he cried after a tough loss.
There are
some
wild takes there. Yeah, and look, me personally, I am an emotional person. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. As Chris and I continue to get to know each other, you're going to know pretty quick when I'm in a good mood, when I'm in a not-so-good mood, if something's going on. First of all, I'm going to tell you, right, because I got a big mouth and I can't hold things in. But it's funny because even this past weekend, going back to my move, I mean, you know, this was the home in Alameda where me and my wife became husband and wife. This is the home where we had our first child, right? And things escalated so quickly for
it. Watch out, man. You're going to get me emotional on that right now. Jeez.
So with that being said, it made me feel some type of way. And we're taking our last pictures.
For
and
sure.
It's all for good reasons, right? This is an opportunity that I would never pass up in a million years. But it all came out in one moment, right? And I teared up. I didn't bawl or anything like that, but I teared up. We're saying goodbye to our neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, you don't run into neighbors that often. So some people just found out that day, right? As we're literally packing, they're like, who? Literally one of my neighbors said, who are the movers for? I said, me, we're leaving today. It was good knowing you. So if anybody knows emotions, that's me, right? What I will say is I don't find it negative at all. I would just say that, number one, he's going to get hammered over it in interviews, right? So he can kind of try to turn this into a positive and say, I know what's coming.
Yeah,
I know what's coming, so I can fully prepare myself. I can have my cookie cutter answer ready, because you've heard about those NFL interviews.
Yes, they're terrible.
They say some off the wall that
out
I don't even probably chill.
They'll probably ask him, why did you cry to your mom and not your dad?
And
like weird stuff like
weird
that.
Weird stuff.
Like
weird
stuff.
And that's the other thing I would say. It was going to his mom.
Yeah.
I think is probably what maybe made.
So
and I'm, no.
I know you're not.
I'm a mama's boy.
It upsets me that you're not wrong.
Like, I would probably say I'm like a level six, level seven mama's boy. I'm not level 10. I would say 10. Because I see somebody, I'm like, man, I'm only level six, level seven in that case. But I would say if he had stayed on the sidelines and had it out on the sidelines,
I head think down, it, towel over
which
his
we see
head.
All the time after March Madness and bowl games.
Yeah.
But I think it was running up, jumping up there. I think that's what it was. Got to get to
crazy.
A break in a minute. But let's sneak Sam in, who wants to talk about Caleb Williams. Sam, what did you think about Caleb when you saw it?
Couple things. Number one, I had a bad Monday today because Caleb Williams cost me a very, very generous parlay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Didn't even cover 4 points, so you think he's crying. I'm crying, too.
I'm sorry.
And the second thing is, I don't, you know, obviously he fell out of the number one slot, but I don't think I think he'll probably be like a Marcus Mariota, RG3 type of quarterback. I don't think he's going to be a game changer.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thanks for the call,
Sam. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, same to you. You know, I don't see as much. He's had games where he's had to run. He reminds me of, I know a lot of people say Mahomes.
Yeah.
But the running that I've seen has been more like C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. Where C.J. Stroud, the only time you saw him run like that was in the college football playoff. So he's going to get all these comparisons. I do think he's a game changer. But I like that call, Sam, because if you're a Raider fan or one of these teams that are stuck in that 7-8 range, keep on dropping down, Caleb. Keep on dropping down. Very interesting conversation. Steven, I see you on the line. Let's keep this conversation going, and then we will get to our Kings talk. Let's round that out when we get back. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.